The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome back to the Irish Racing Podcast. Here at William Hill, I'm Andy Holding, off the back of a week's holiday, which has very much recharged the batteries. But we're straight head on into the Dundalk All-Weather Winter Series. We've already had 1 week's action there last week. And we continue apace this Friday, this September the 29th, with an 8-race programme, which, of course, is highlighted by the Diamond Stakes at 8 o'clock, a Group 3 contest, which has brought about a really good, stellar lineup from Ireland and the UK. Plenty of other good handicaps and maidens alike scattered amongst the card this evening, so hopefully we can make a tidy profit on our first evening visit here to Dundalk on the podcast.
Race 1.
First race comes up at 5:30, and I'm quite keen here on Nimitz from the Charles O'Brien stable. Now, this horse has been catching my attention throughout the summer period, and even though he's yet to win a race in 8 starts, I certainly don't think that he's going to be too long in waiting, because he's been undone by poor track positions and bad draws, really, on his last 2 or 3 runs, highlighted in particular by his run when last seen in August, when finishing fourth behind Del Air from the Coffin Box, 22 of 22 in the hands of Declan McDonough. But I do like the way he kept on quite well in the latter stages of that race to suggest a much better draw might have seen him actually been victorious on that occasion. Similar fate awaited him the time before when he was drawn wide again behind Magwadiri in a race which has worked out particularly well. Although he's only had the one run here at Dundalk, he showed quite well over an adequate 7. And he's better drawn as well tonight in track 1. So hopefully this 3 or by Casamento, has got plenty of size and scope, can finally get his deserved head in front here this evening in the opening contest.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, comes up at 6 o'clock, and this is a filly's maiden over 7 furlongs. Quite a few of these have got some reasonable form already on the book. Wouldn't be absolutely as totally convinced as the market suggests that My Mystique is entirely crying out for an extra furlong, having faded quite badly when last seen behind Seahenge at Nace in the early part of July. Now, I know the winner's gone on to win a group contest next time out, but to be fair, Seahenge was not really entitled to win over 6 furlongs, given that he seems to be a much better horse over a mile. So it's probably less of an indictment of the rest more than anything else. So I'd probably pass that one over in favour of Adelia, who showed quite well on 3 starts from the Mickey Halford Stable. Now, she was 3rd behind Ballet Shoes when last seen, but that race has worked out particularly well because the 4th horse, Punked, has gone on to win since. And of course, the winner has competed quite favourably in 3 group races subsequently. So, drawn 1 here tonight, this filly by Footsteps in the Sand, I think can reward nice each-way support around about the 6-1 mark this morning.
Race number 3.
On to the 6:30 then, which is Division 2 of that 7 furlong filly's maiden. And again, similarly to the first one, quite a wide-open affair. However, I do quite like, once again, another Aga Khan-owned horse in the shape here of Ranama from the Dermot Weld Stable. Now, she saw the backside of a very good horse the other day down in Garancourt Mognamara, and the time figure of that winner from the Prendergast Stable suggested that anything got within hailing distance of that particular horse. Certainly worth the respect back in ordinary maiden company. And the fact that she also ran well in a decent contest behind the aforementioned Magnamara the time before at Galway suggests that she's running to a fair standard without, at the moment, getting her head in front. Pat Smullen, of course, takes the ride. And with the Dermot Weld team in much better form than they were several months ago, from stall number 3, I'd expect this filly by Siouni to go really well here tonight around about the 3-1 mark.
Race 4.
To race number 4 then, which is an EBF auction maiden over 7 furlongs. And I was quite taken by the performance of Noel Mead's Coca Hula Baby Second time up at Leopardstown the other day behind Lightning Quick. That race, of course, was on Champions Weekend, and there was a good standard of opponent in that particular contest. Now, this horse was forced very wide in that particular race off the home bend, so much so that she dropped back towards the rear of the field, but she did pick up quite nicely late on and hit the line quite hard to finish her never nearer seventh. Certainly wasn't knocked about either. Prior to that, of course, she's already had experience of racing here at Dundalk, with an excellent third behind a hot nice horse of Michael O'Callaghan's called Grace Refila. Both time figures were more than adequate to suggest she can be competitive in a race of this nature. And again, with a nice low draw up her sleeve, I do expect Coca-Hula Baby to again reward decent Easter support around about the 4-1 mark this morning.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and this is a tricky looking conditions race over 6 furlongs, even though we've got a short prize favourite in the shape of Movie Star or Movie Esther, whichever persuasion you take with that one. This all sets a pretty high standard rate at 113, and when last seen at Dundalk he was he ran out a very easy winner from the likes of Go-Kart, Abstraction and Geological. The step up to 6 shouldn't necessarily inconvenience because he has got 3 wins under his belt over that distance, and including one here over the course and distance. So he's like I say, he's probably just about a worthy market leader. But I do quite like the claims of an each way perspective of Reckless Endeavour from the Jer Lion Stable. Now, this also got a fantastic record here at Dundalk, and he proved his love of the Polytrack surface in no uncertain terms when last seen here in the middle of August, when he stowed on quite nicely off the back of strong fractions set by Geological et al. In a very competitive handicap. Indeed, that was one of his best performances visually and on the clock. And albeit he got beat next time out when returning to the turf, to be fair, he doesn't really like soft ground. That's twice now he's encountered really bad conditions. So, like I say, you scrap those from his form card, and he's a fairly consistent animal. Drawn in stall 2 here tonight, likely to be very much appreciative of the strong likely gallop here. Once again, with Geological in the lineup, etc., I'd expect Reckless Endeavour to be somewhere there at the finish. And around about 6-1, he looks a decent each way bet there in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the big race of the evening then, the 8 o'clock, which is the Diamond Stakes, a Group 3 affair. And I do think Abingdon is probably the one to beat here, despite a whole host of Aidan O'Brien and decent Irish horses from the home contingent, because I just think she's probably the most classy filly in the lineup. Now, she's dropping back down to a mile and a quarter, which I suppose could be a slight issue, but you do need to stay here at Dundalk, and this long, big, raking stride of Abingdon's will definitely play into her strengths here this evening. She was well beaten last time out, but the ground wouldn't have suited, but prior to that she'd run really well in a Group 2 behind Batil, a really useful horse that, at Deauville. So I do expect Sir Michael Stout's filly to take a bit of beating here, but if you are looking for one at a much bigger price, then step forward De Coronado from the Aidan O'Brien Stable. Now, this horse, technically speaking, on the market anyway, is probably the third string, and certainly on ratings as well, because this horse is only rated 89. But I do think he's a good bit better than that, particularly here at Dundalk. Now, he's running up a nice little sequence here at this all-weather venue. He's won here twice and finished third on his only other start. Now, he was really impressive here when last seen last week, in a very strongly run handicap, so much so that he won by a very comfortable looking 2 lengths with a little bit up his sleeve. Now, his sectionals and his overall circuit time suggested he's certainly much better than his current rating. And even though, like I say, he has got a bit to find, the fact that he does like this track and he's very experienced around here will stand him in good stead. So, around about 12-1 this morning, I've got a sneaky feeling that De Coronado is certainly going to outrun his odds here this evening.
Race 7.
On to the 8:30 then, and hopefully De Coronado would have flown the flag quite brightly for that very competitive race here last week when Aidan O'Brien's charge ran out a very ready winner, because Spruce Meadows and Jagan Hagger represent the form here. And of those two, well, Spruce Meadows is probably the logical choice, because apart from one blip on his dance card when he finished 7th of the 8 runners, something must have been wrong with him that night. He's yet to finish out the first 3. in all his other eight appearances here at the Irish All-Weather Circuit. He was victorious two starts back here at Dundalk when he ran out quite a convincing winner. And of course, he won this race last year as well, which suggests to me that Connections have very much had this race on mind. Now, he's only £4 higher than when he did manage to win here last year. And although he's got stall 11 to overcome, there shouldn't be too much of a problem because the mile and a half is a little bit more forgiving with the runners here on the run to the bend. So Spruce Meadows, quite a confident choice there, going well yet again at his happy hunting ground in the 8:30.
And the final race.
Now on to the final race then. Again, round about 9-2, 5-1 the field shows the complexity of this concluding mile and a half handicap. Six Silver Lane is bound to be a popular choice for many, having won here in pretty game fashion here last week, making all the running and fending off a whole host of challenges inside the last couple of furlongs. But that said, I'm quite keen here on Grey Waters from the Joseph O'Brien Stable. Now, her form figures on the flat don't look all that awe-inspiring, albeit she is gradually improving. But if you just take a look at what she's done so far over jumps, it would certainly suggest that she should improve quite markedly in the interim period. She's managed to win a couple of races over hurdles, including that really good stellar three-year-old hurdle at the Listowel Festival when last seen, beating a very good lineup in the process. And there's a good chance that going back here to Dundalk on a decent surface, she'll improve yet again. She's quite well handicapped here for mark of 61, certainly on what we've seen of late as well. So Grey Waters, quite a confident vote there to go well in the last race. Round about 5-1 this morning. It looks a decent each way bet in my eyes. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. And hopefully you can join us again for the podcast on Sunday when we're going to be taking a look at Tipperary's mixed card beginning at 1:50. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.